Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with you today for the podcast, Reimagine Success. Today, we're going to talk about valuing yourself. It's so important to make sure you remember to value yourself in all things that you do. But before we talk about that, I want to recap our last podcast. So last podcast, we talked about workplace satisfaction. And the crystal for the day was the title of the podcast, Reimagine Success. So it's just important for us to always remember that we should knock down any barriers, any boxes that we're in, and open up our minds and ourselves to be successful in various forms. Not what we just consider success from watching TV or seeing media, you know, sports figures, athletes, superstars. There's so many ways to be successful in our lives. And I've learned that throughout my life, that there's so many forms of success. Could be the stay-at-home mom who is so successful in raising wonderful children. You could also be somebody who thought they might go into one field, but try something else and they like it. And so success can come in so many different forms. So be sure to be open to it and look out for it. And just don't block your success. So now I'm going to get to the topic of valuing yourself. It's so important to remember to always value yourself, as I mentioned, in everything that you do. There are times when we often shrink and not value ourselves, and we have to avoid doing that. I know for me, one example was growing up, I was very smart, did well in school, and stood out often. And so I went to a particular summer program when I was in ninth grade. And while in that summer program, we took a test as a program. It was ChemStar. So we took tests on chemistry, and we learned about chemistry. We also worked on the SAT prep stuff. So this was ninth grade. And in that program, you know, I stood out. I did really well. We had a test that we had to study for and take all together in an auditorium style. And there probably were, I'd say, maybe about 100 to 150 students in the program. And so we took the test. And then once we were done, you know, the test was checked and we all went to the auditorium to talk about the test, discuss the answers, and just go over the test. And so while we were in the auditorium, one of the teachers or instructors said we had one student in the whole program who got a perfect score. And myself, I was like, oh, I wonder who that was. Everyone's looking around. You know, who is that person? And the person happened to be myself, me. And so they called my name and they're like, Melanie got a perfect score on this test in this program. And everybody was looking at me. And this goes along with valuing yourself, because I was one very like humbled and very shocked that I was the only one in the whole program to get a perfect score on the test. They called me down and I wanted to actually just like hide under a rock, even though, you know, this is a good honor. But I was just very, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but just very shy. And I didn't want to be the center of attention, you know, for doing, you know, great and getting the test 100% correct. So anyway, they called my name and they called me to come down in front of everyone in the auditorium and receive a prize. And I remember I got a backpack for the school with the school logo on it. So I walked down, and I really wanted to shrink, like I said, and hide under a rock. And I walked down to the bottom and got my backpack, and all eyes were on me. So it was just very, very uncomfortable, I guess is the word. I was happy that I did so well, but I wasn't really used to all of that attention. So once I got my backpack, you know, I scurried back to my seat and really like tried to hide. But the kids around me were like, wow, you got 100. That test was so hard. And honestly, I felt like it wasn't hard. It was pretty easy for me. So that's a good example for me of where I have to always remember to value myself, know my worth, and just realize, hey, I can do this. Because I wanted to hide under rock, even though I had done, you know, awesome on that test. And so that story just leads to our crystal for the day. The crystal for the day is to let your light shine. So that is an example where I had to, you know, really realize that doing something great, I needed to let my light shine. Not be bashful, not be shy, but just let my light shine because of the great work that I had done. So that was the crystal for today. And as I continue to talk about valuing yourself, I just want you to remember that when you do something great, when you do something wonderful, even when you do something that you feel like is not as great or not as hard as it needs to be, know that you are important and that you should value yourself in that. That's your expertise or that's your gift. Go ahead and sit in that and feel comfortable and doing that. Now, over my career, I had to learn that, I needed to continue to value myself. So flash forward to when I was in my working career, I had some instances where I was in meetings, was able to contribute, give great ideas about, you know, a problem, solving a problem where we had to do something or figure something out. And then people maybe didn't listen, overlook what I said. And 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, someone else says the same thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, wait, I just said that. I just suggested that. Why is the idea so great now? But when I said it, it really wasn't that great. Or it didn't get any attention, I guess is probably the true thing that happened. So what I've learned is that it's so important for me in meetings to really speak up, you know, present my ideas, say what they are. And also a lot goes around body language. The body language that you use can help you, you know, feel more powerful, look more powerful. And like, you know, what you're talking about. So one thing that I learned is before any type of important meeting, presentation, you can provide an open stance. If you sit with either like your feet up on the chair, on the table, or your arms open wide, that gives you the power stance. And so if you do that for two minutes before any type of important meeting, presentation or event, then you can have that like powerful energy before you get to it. Now, that's something that I actually did start implementing and doing on occasions where I know that I want to, you know, have the powerful stance and be in a powerful, just come off as being powerful, knowing what I'm talking about. And that's something I would suggest that you do as well. So the next time that you have a presentation or a meeting, why don't you go in the bathroom, or if you have an office where you can shut the door, go into the office and you can do the stance. There's a few power stances and power poses. You could Google them as well. One is standing with your hands on your hips, looking in the mirror, and you do that for 2 minutes, or you can stand with your hands up high over your head, opened wide, like outstretched towards the sun. And that's another power pose. You do that for 2 minutes before you go into any type of meeting or presentation. And then, as I mentioned, the first one I said is where you're sitting at a desk. If you put your feet up, which sounds kind of crazy, I know, but put your feet up on the desk, have an open stance, then that's another power pose. And so your physical body can actually help you bring that powerful energy into your space when you go into your next meeting. There's a story that I heard by Bazoma St. John, who's currently a marketing executive at Netflix. And she talked about valuing herself and how she values herself in her career. I listened to this clip on her LinkedIn page. And on her LinkedIn page, she was being interviewed, and a lady asked her about her light and does she ever dim her light. And she said that she compared herself to the sun. She said that when you see the sun outside, it's so bright, you know, so magical, it's so wonderful, it's warm, it's awesome, it's great. So people see her like the sun, just very magnetic, warm. They want to be around her, so they hire her for a position. And like I said, she's the marketing executive at Netflix right now. So she's been in a lot of C-suite positions. And so then once she gets there, and she made the analogy too, once you bring the sun inside your house, then the sun is really bright and it's really hot, so hot that it'll burn you. So when she gets into these roles, people see and feel her sunlight, and they say, can you turn that sunlight down some? And she says, no, I cannot. I will not dim my light. I will not turn my sun down. And so that is a good example around valuing yourself and not dimming your light when you get into these places and positions where people ask you to do that. And I know that I've been in places and positions myself at work where I've been asked to dim my light in subtle ways, but it's still there. And so she was very inspirational in that she said, no, I cannot. I cannot dim my light. I'm the same sun that you hired when you saw me outside, but you brought me inside and I am still burning brightly. And that also takes me to a poem that reminds me of the sunlight. It's Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. And I'm going to finish off the podcast by reading this poem to you. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So as I close for today, I just want to remind you to let your light shine. Don't dim your light for anyone. You are given God-given gifts that you are supposed to use while you're here on earth and share with others. So be sure to use your God-given gifts to the fullest. Don't be afraid to use them. And if someone asks you to dim your light, tell them politely, no, I will not. Once again, I'm Melanie Crystal, And this is the Reimagining Success podcast. Oh, and before I go, I just want to remind you, our crystal for today was let your light shine. So do that this week. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.